If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
It's August 6, 1991, at the European Organization for Nuclear Research, or CERN, in Geneva, Switzerland. 36-year-old Tim Berners-Lee taps at a computer keyboard, his fingers racing. Tim is a quick typist because he's had plenty of practice. For the last 15 years, his job has been to program computers, a fast-evolving technology, and Tim works at the cutting edge of new research. Over the last 2 years, he's been especially occupied by a project to link computers in different locations so they can communicate with each other. Now Tim is putting the finishing touches on a small prototype designed to show off what his new invention can do. Tim stops typing and lifts a coffee mug to his lips as he checks the code he's just written. Everything seems to be in order, so Tim types in a final command, and with a flourish that no one sees but him, he presses enter. Tim then rises from his chair and looks around, hoping to share the moment with someone, but the office is deserted. No one knows what he's just done, and since the scientists and engineers at CERN are all focused on their own areas of research, he suspects not many will care anyway. But Tim is still in the mood to mark the culmination of years of hard work, so he heads to the staff break room. A fresh cup of coffee is an understated celebration, because not even Tim realizes that this is a revolutionary moment, one that will change the world. Tim Berners-Lee has just published the world's very first website. Within a few decades, there will be more than 500 million websites. Today, there are almost 2 billion. Tim Berners-Lee's invention, the World Wide Web, will usher in a new age of digital information, transforming access to knowledge and impacting almost every aspect of our daily lives. And it all began when one unassuming programmer published the world's first website on August 6, 1991. From Noiser and Airship, I'm Lindsey Graham, and this is History Daily. History is made every day. On this podcast, every day, we tell the true stories of the people and events that shaped our world. Today is August 6, 1991, the first website. It's June 1980 at the European Organization for Nuclear Research, or CERN, in Geneva, Switzerland, 11 years before the first website goes live. 25-year-old Tim Berners-Lee takes a seat at a desk, opens up the drawer, and empties a case of pencils, pens, and erasers into it. Next, he arranges his papers into neat piles. It's Tim's first day at CERN, and he wants to hit the ground running. He's been hired on a 6-month contract to help program the computers that run one of CERN's particle accelerators. It's a highly skilled job, and Tim is an expert programmer. Nevertheless, his new desk doesn't actually include a computer. 4 decades ago, during World War II, electronic computers were used to crack German military ciphers. After the scientists and engineers who developed the code-breaking technology were demobilized, they adapted their computers for civilian use. But the first post-war computers were extremely expensive, and the circuitry required for them was so large it took up entire rooms. so only specialized research institutions like CERN made use of them. Although some corporate firms have recently begun constructing smaller desktop computers, they don't yet have the capability to solve the complex calculations necessary to run the machinery at CERN, and that means that Tim must work with pencil and paper before transferring his code to a console in one of CERN's computer labs. Over his first few days on the job, Tim struggles to get to grips with CERN's unfamiliar systems. When he comes up against a problem, his go-to solution is a small library of books in the central computer control room. But it's a frustrating and time-consuming process. Tim is sure there's a better, more efficient way to store and share complicated information. So in breaks between programming, Tim devises a database called Enquire that organizes and collates information about CERN's systems. His database links different bits of information like a spider's web, meaning that if there's a problem in one area, Tim can follow a trail to see how it might impact other parts of the system. After 6 months in Geneva, Tim's contract expires and he returns home to Britain. But Tim can't get his work at CERN out of his head. So when a permanent job there comes up 4 years later, he jumps at the chance to return. And thanks to the extra work Tim put in to develop the Enquire database, he gets the job. But the CERN that Tim returns to is quite different to the one he left. Computer technology is developing rapidly. Now, every member of staff has their own computer on their desk, each linked via local network. No longer does Tim have to go to a computer lab every time he needs to input some code, and soon after he arrives, CERN's computers are also connected up to the Internet, a worldwide network of computers. But the Internet has a major flaw. There's no standardized way for computers to communicate with each other. So in March 1989, Tim proposes a solution. He wants to work on an information management system like his old Enquire database that will allow computers to better communicate. After his bosses give their blessing, Tim gets to work. And soon he has the basis of his system. He uses hypertext links to navigate between different documents and files. He writes a programming language to create new files, which he calls Hypertext Markup Language, or HTML. He also establishes a set of rules for transmitting files over the Internet, which he calls Hypertext Transfer Protocol, or HTTP. Finally, he devises an address system that every file will use to identify itself. These addresses are named Uniform Resource Locators, or URLs. It takes 2 years of work for Tim to complete this project, but by the summer of 1991, he's finished. He presents what he calls the World Wide Web to his bosses at CERN, and to prove it works, Tim clicks his mouse and shows them the first website that he published earlier that day. It's a simple, text-based site comprising several documents outlining what the World Wide Web is and how it works. But although Tim's website can be viewed by anyone on any computer around the world, they need a browser that can read and understand Tim's code. And at first, only a small group at CERN has access to this browser. But that will soon change. Tim's World Wide Web will grow exponentially and begin an information revolution that will change the lives of everyone on Earth.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
It's January 1993 at the University of Illinois, 17 months after Tim Berners-Lee's first website was published. 21-year-old Mark Andreessen stuffs his notepad into his backpack, swings it onto his shoulders, and heads for the lecture hall exit. Mark's an undergraduate studying computer science, and he's just finished his final lecture of the day. Now he's heading for the part-time job he has to help pay his tuition. But unlike many of his peers, Mark doesn't work in a bar or restaurant, and he doesn't deliver pizzas. Instead, he's a programmer at the National Center for Supercomputing Applications, or NCSA. This organization is a government-funded research lab on the college campus, and many of its projects involve networking computers over great distances. Programmers like Mark are building on the pioneering work of Tim Berners-Lee. After Tim published his first website, the World Wide Web did everything he hoped it would. It made complex information easier to access and far quicker to search. Tim hoped that vast amounts of data would make it to the web because the more it held, the more powerful it became as a research tool. But the difficulty was persuading people to use it. The World Wide Web wouldn't function if people didn't use Tim's programming language or upload using his transfer protocols. The best way to get them to do that was to make it as easy and cheap as possible. So in April 1993, almost 2 years after launching the first website ever, Tim persuaded his bosses at CERN to distribute the software needed to access the World Wide Web free of charge. Since then, the number of people accessing the web has only grown. And now, in a lab at the University of Illinois, Mark Andreessen compares notes with colleagues as he shows off his latest creation, a new web browser. Plenty of other people have already taken Tim's original design and improved the code to make it more effective. But Mark's browser does something unique. Other web browsers only display text. If a user clicks on a picture file on a website, it opens up the image in a separate application. But Mark's browser displays graphics and pictures alongside text on the web page itself. Thanks to its unique capability to combine text and pictures, Mark calls his browser Mosaic, and it soon becomes a browser of choice for many web users. But at the end of the year, Mark graduates, moves on from the University of Illinois, and leaves Mosaic in his rearview mirror. A talented programmer, Mark easily secures a position at a California research institute. But just a few months into his first role after graduation, Mark's approached by an established computing entrepreneur. 49-year-old Jim Clark believes there's money to be made in web browsers. Currently, most users of the World Wide Web are computer enthusiasts with a passion for cutting-edge technology. But Jim thinks that the web will soon evolve into a mainstream tool used by people from all walks of life. He wants to take advantage of this by partnering with Mark on a new commercial venture, a browser that's designed to make a profit. Mark will be the chief programmer, and Jim will put up the capital. The following week, Mark and Jim board a plane and head for Illinois. There, Mark persuades six of his former colleagues at NCSA to drop out of college and take a job with his new company, Mosaic Communications. But NCSA doesn't take well to Mark poaching its programmers, nor to Mark launching a company to sell a web browser he developed while working for NCSA. In response, they threaten to sue Mark for stealing proprietary work. Mark realizes that he needs to tread carefully, otherwise his new business will be overwhelmed by a long and expensive legal fight. So he dodges the lawsuit by changing the name of his company to Netscape. Then he has his programming team rewrite the web browser from the ground up. After 6 months' work at their keyboards, they're ready for launch. The new browser looks and performs just like Mosaic, but the code bears no resemblance to the original. The new product, Netscape Navigator, also differs from its predecessor in another important way. Educational institutions and home web surfers can use it for free, but businesses and commercial users are expected to pay. This new piece of software, Netscape Navigator, will redefine the way people surf the web. Its user-friendly interface will make home users comfortable accessing the internet, paving the way for millions to get online for the very first time. But eventually, Netscape Navigator will be replaced as the number one browser by Microsoft's Internet Explorer, and Mark's company will shut down entirely in 2003. But by then, Netscape Navigator will have helped change the world.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, GhostBed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. GhostBed. The coolest beds in the world.
It's July 27th, 2012, at the Olympic Stadium in London, England, 21 years after the first website went live. 52-year-old Tim Berners-Lee sits inside a mock-up house, listening to the roar of a crowd. It's the opening ceremony of the 2012 Olympic Games, and as one of Britain's most influential inventors, Tim has been invited to take part in the festivities. Since the World Wide Web opened up the internet to anyone with a computer and a modem, society has undergone a digital revolution. There are now hundreds of millions of websites, all of which are cataloged by search engines. Web surfers can access information which was previously only available in print. They can keep in touch with friends through social media. They can share photographs and videos, and they can buy almost anything they want on e-commerce websites. Even tonight's opening ceremony is being broadcast live online to a worldwide audience. As the roar of the crowd in the stadium dies down in a moment of anticipation, the walls of the miniature house lift into the air, revealing Tim to tens of thousands of spectators. Tim is momentarily overwhelmed by the noise and lights, but he remembers the role he's supposed to play. He taps the keyboard of a fake computer, then looks up and around the stadium. As the lights go out and the arena falls into darkness, the words that Tim just typed are illuminated in huge letters across the stands. This is for everyone. Tim's central role in the opening ceremony of the London Olympics is just one of the many honors he receives for his role in kickstarting the digital revolution. He's knighted by the Queen and appointed to the exclusive Order of Merit, which is restricted to only 24 members at any one time. He's named an honorary member of several distinguished learning societies and is also included in Time magazine's list of the most important people of the 20th century. Even so, the accolades seem to pale in comparison, considering Tim's achievements. Thanks to Tim Berners-Lee and other internet pioneers like Netscape's Mark Andreessen, almost every aspect of daily life can now be carried out online, and all of it can trace its ancestry back to the very first website, published on a machine in Geneva on August 6, 1991. Next on History Daily, August 7, 1974, Philippe Petit walks between the twin towers of the World Trade Center in New York on a high wire. From Noiser and Airship, this is History Daily, hosted, edited, and executive produced by me, Lindsey Graham. Audio editing by Mohamed Shazi. Sound design by Gabriel Gould. Music by Thrum. This episode is written and researched by Scott Reeves. Edited by Joel Callan. Managing producer Emily Burke. Executive producers are William Simpson for Airship and Pascal Hughes for Noiser.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.